I'm Teresa.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Criminally Obsessed,
a true crime podcast about crimes, criminals, and the absolute crazy. Hello, hello, Teresa.
Hello, Ryan.
And hello, obsessors.
Hello, obsessors. How are you?
I am sickly, but I'm good.
You're always
sickly. I'm always sickly, but I've been like losing my voice off and on, so we're gonna see how this goes.
Oh, don't lose your voice.
I know.
It'll be fine.
I have alcohol, so it's all good.
You have a very large glass of alcohol. So,
I may have put like a cup of vodka in here.
But it was lemon flavored and it goes with the spray.
It goes with the spray. Familiar with the large Dunkin' cups, like the iced and frozen cups.
Now you're going to tell your secrets.
They have a line on there that marks a one. I may or may not have used that as a guide for one serving of alcohol.
And you didn't put any ice in it at all.
And I did not put any ice in it at all.
Lord. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm not an alcoholic, I swear.
Not at all. Not even the least bit.
This is like my first drink in like 2 or 3 weeks, so.
Of the new year, then.
It's my first drink of the new year for sure. Oh, no, I did drink on New Year's Eve. Okay. Did I? No.
Can you remember?
Yes, I had a rum and coke.
Okay.
But that was only like one drink, so.
Yay.
But that was New Year's Eve, so this is still the first one of the year.
Okay, good. Yay. You made it. How many days are we in? We're
16.
We made it 16 days. You know, some people participate in dry January. I do not.
If I'd known that was a thing, I probably could have.
Every January.
Yeah.
Dry January, and then there's... What is it? Beard? What is it? Decembeard? Where you don't shave at all in December?
That's November.
Or is it Novembeard?
It's Movember.
Whatever. My husband doesn't shave except maybe once.
There's another November thing, but I'm not going to say what it is.
Okay, let's keep this PG. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
what's new with you?
Nothing. We're just in the middle of planning our, anniversary trip for November. We will have been married 25 years, which is crazy to me. Like, well, technically, our first date was his birthday, which is April 12th, so technically, we'll have been together 25 years on his birthday.
Are you guys gonna renew your vows on, like, your 50th or something?
I don't know. We've talked about it on and off over the last, like, we were gonna think about doing our 20th, or I was thinking about doing it. But, I don't know.
I mean, I can... Well, you guys are already married, so we don't need a notary for that, but...
No.
I'm a notary.
I thought about it, because I always wanted a beach wedding, and we... Well, I wanted a beach wedding, but then we got married in the church I grew up with my grandparents and my parents and his parents. So, I'm kind of glad we did it that way, because my grandmother passed away a couple of years later, so I'm glad we did that. But I always kind of wanted to get married on the beach, but...
I think you should do it. Make it your 30th.
Okay. 5 more years.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be there. I'm in it to win it.
And all your children are adults now, and they can be part of your party.
Yeah. I mean, I just threw my husband a huge 50th birthday party last year.
Oh, I gotta start planning yours.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I will be 47.
I know. I got time.
I don't need a big party.
Sorry, me and Emma have time. And Scott.
I don't need a big party. I just need a cruise. Just so you know.
Sure. Okay, so anyway.
So anyway, yeah, other than that, like, just living the life, planning our cruise in June. I'm super excited about that.
I'm also planning a trip to Tennessee for my friend's birthday.
Yeah.
I
wish that we were going to be on the cruise for your actual 30th birthday, but birthday's the day before.
The day before. We will be sure to get drunk the day before.
We will, but we can't miss the boat the next day.
Oh, that's a good point. Maybe we should just get a hotel in Miami.
No, because I'm pretty sure my husband's going to drive us.
Is he? I thought...
It's either that or we have to pay for parking. And it's $22 a day. So, I'd rather him go... It would be cheaper to pay for gas for him to drop us off.
Yeah.
Than it is to pay.
And your Kia has room for all 5 people, so...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
But anyway, that's about it. Like,
we are doing one of my favorite
series. If you listened to last week's episode, you know what's coming.
It's Florida Man Friday. You can't make the shit up. Credits to Sarah Hester Ross. I love you. I love your comedy. But it's not Friday when this releases. It's a Wednesday. But
it's a Wednesday. But yeah.
Oh no, she does Florida Woman Wednesday. You can't make the shit up. Anyway.
He's had a few already.
I've had, well, probably the equivalent of two.
Maybe. By the time you finish that, ooh.
Ooh, girl. Okay, so. We have a compilation. Compilation.
Oh, God.
That's the word.
Yes, a compilation
of Florida Man stories.
Coming throughout, to you from Fox 35 Orlando.
Yeah, from 2022. Our first one is Naked Suspect. Brandon Wright was reportedly naked and armed with a machete when he allegedly tried to steal another man's clothes in Volusia County. Chopper video captured him appearing to do push-ups at the entrance of a gas station and
Deland,
before he laid on the ground for officers and was arrested.
Like, why? Like, if you look at the video footage, like, there are clothes beside him.
Mm-hmm.
So, why did he not, did he take his own clothes off and then he had to steal somebody else's? Like, what is the thing? Like, oh, I don't even know. The next story is Christmas tree used as a weapon.
What?
Christmas tree. Obviously, it wasn't a real tree. It had to be a fake tree.
Right.
Richard Atchison?
Sure.
Of Fruitland Park was arrested for allegedly hitting his wife with a Christmas tree when she asked for help with making dinner, according to Lake County
officers. Oh, my God.
Like, what?
Rude.
Let's go see what this is all about. A Florida man is facing charges after he allegedly hit his wife with a Christmas tree after she asked for help with making dinner. Richard, 52, was arrested by police on multiple charges, including domestic battery. Officers said the incident happened Monday evening at a home in Fruitland Park. According to the affidavit, the two had gotten into an argument after the woman asked for help with making dinner, and at some point, the woman reportedly put a spoon in the sink, accidentally splashing him. Okay. The report said Atchison lost his temper, began packing his things, and went outside to his vehicle. He then returned home because he had been drinking and told his wife to leave instead. When she tried to leave, deputies say Atchison shoved her and then picked up a Christmas tree in the corner of the room and threw it at her.
Jesus Christ.
Authorities said he then blocked the front door to prevent her from leaving. He was booked in the Lake County Jail without incident. Well, Lord. It must have been a small tree.
I don't know.
Like,
ugh. And that would have made a mess, too.
It had to be fake. Oh, and if it was decorated, all the Christmas tree ornaments, I would have been pissed. I would have beat him within an inch of his life.
Okay, the next one. Police. Man tries to steal school bus. Okay. Keen O'Brien, who was running from police at the time, was arrested for reportedly trying to flee on an Osceola County school bus. I thought I said Ocala County. Osceola County school bus that was stopped at a racetrack gas station, according to authorities. Deputies said they were running after Brian because they received a call about a suspicious person at a local business inappropriately making comments or touching people.
Wow. So I guess he was just like, let's just jump on into this bus. I hope there were no kids involved.
Right.
Were there any kids involved? It doesn't give me a link. Other than the video.
Possibly being stolen. This happened in Osceola County last week. The camera on the bus caught the entire incident on tape. Fox 35 anchor Raviera is here to walk.
Well, if he was at the racetrack, he probably didn't have students on board.
Video, a scary situation on board a school bus avoided. The district says it's all thanks to the attendant. Osceola County Schools put out a video release explaining what happened. Take a look. The district says the bus had dropped off all the kids already.
Okay,
for the
okay, good.
The driver pulled over at a gas station to use the bathroom. The attendant started to sweep and clean the bus. That's when someone is seen on video jumping into the bus and getting behind the wheel. The attendant knew she had to get off the bus. As she did, take a look at what she did. She pressed the parking brake, which makes it hard to start the bus right away. In the video release, the attendant explained what she was thinking.
That was smart.
There's nothing I can do because I'm already in the bus. So I have to try to come out because those people, they
always have a gun. Here's my thing. If I had been the attendant and I had the broom, I would have beaten his fucking ass with that broom.
Right. Well, it, you know, she at least had some smart thinking on her feet.
Yeah.
Would
push but him I, oh my gosh, do you know how much, I would have broke that broom. I would have broke
well,
it.
Well, you weren't there. So, no, next.
But anyway, if you're going to run, have a full tank. Robert Patrick Wilson, who deputies called a motorcycle gang member, was arrested after he was reportedly spotted going over 100 miles an hour on a 2009 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. He reportedly sped off from two traffic stop attempts on his motorcycle before he was taken into custody. During the third traffic stop attempt, after his motorcycle ran out of gas on State Road 100 near Shell Bluff in Flagler County. If you're gonna run from the police, you should make sure you have a full tank of gas, Flagler County Sheriff Stanley said in a statement.
Wow.
Dumb? Like, oy vey.
Deputies, suspect jumps in river to avoid arrest. Authorities said Oscar Dominic Leonidas jumped into the St. John's River in an attempt to avoid capture after leading deputies in a pursuit across multiple Central Florida counties.
You got this.
I've had too much to drink. He was in the water for about an hour before he was eventually taken into custody. A spokesperson for the Seminole County Sheriff. See, okay, I've been in this situation before in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, I was like, okay.
And you swim under a bridge and hide.
Right?
I'm just kidding. Like,
I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know.
Anyway.
Next. Bleach poured in drink after argument. Jerome Ellis was a Dollar General employee in DeLand when he allegedly poured bleach into his co-worker's drink after an argument. When deputies arrived at the store, video surveillance reportedly showed Ellis pouring bleach into the Pepsi can while the victim was in the bathroom.
Oh my god.
He also reportedly wiped the can off, walked away, and came back to spit in the drink.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's talk about bleach. It is a very strong smell.
Uh-huh.
You pour it in anything, it is going to be hella smelly. You're not gonna know it's not there. Like, you're gonna know. You're gonna pick up that can and be like, whoo. Wow. So, that's dumb.
Didn't we have one where it was, like, gasoline in their drink or something? Anyway.
So dumb.
Man climbs into Wendy's drive-thru window. Haven't we all?
No, we have not.
Randall Atwall of Orlando was taken to jail after he was caught on camera climbing through a Wendy's drive-thru window and stealing the cash.
Can we talk about the fact that Wendy's always takes forever around here? Like, you can mm-hmm. be the only one in the drive-thru, and it still takes a full 20 minutes.
And that's why you want to climb through the window.
So, I mean, not for the cash, but if he was like, I was trying to get my nuggets and my Frosty, you know, I could kind of have a little bit of understanding there. Be like, okay, I understand.
I think we've all experienced a Wendy's employee just trying to, like, go off on somebody.
Oh, I've seen so many TikToks. Or YouTube, mm-hmm. or, oh, it's terrible. Paranormal Activity.
Ooh, my favorite.
I am going to butcher this name. Andreas Orwella Montalegre?
Sure.
Was accused of driving a vehicle missing two tires when he was pulled over by law enforcement on Interstate 75 in Marion Oaks. He alleged that paranormal activity was responsible.
It has to be. It has to be if you're driving on just two tires. Like, those ghosts got to be putting in some work.
We have to look into this. So, it says, a Florida man driving a vehicle missing two tires was pulled over by law enforcement and alleged that the paranormal activity was responsible. The 29-year-old was stopped on an Interstate 75 ramp near Marion Oaks on October 23rd at about 4 a.m. after Marion County Sheriff's deputies noticed the vehicle's hazard lights were on and that the tires on the driver's side appeared deflated. A deputy then realized that the tires were not deflated but were missing altogether, and the man was driving on what remained of the rim.
Oh, God.
When asked about the damage to the vehicle, the man told the deputy someone had put a curse on him and that he had hit a curb too hard. The driver said he was given a do or die choice in which he could either drive home without tires or set the car on fire and sleep on the median.
What?
By camera footage shows. The driver was then instructed to step out of the vehicle but appeared unsteady on his feet. The deputy asked him to perform a field sobriety test. He began cursing and using insults and claimed to the deputy that the damage to his car was from paranormal activity. Somebody put a curse on me, the driver said. This is paranormal activity. He eventually threatened deputies, which you really shouldn't do.
Mm-mm.
If you mess with me right now, let me tell you something. I'm gonna break your head with a baseball bat, he told the deputy. I'm going to skin you alive.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's Christ.
Gonna not end well. The driver continued to make threats and was ultimately arrested. While two deputies conducted a search of the driver, he spat in the face of one of them. Well, that's just gonna make things better. And continued with his threats and cursing. As the deputy went to wipe the spit from his face, the man began grabbing for their taser. He's just making things worse.
Uh-huh.
The man then had to be picked up and put in the back of the patrol car, where he kicked both deputies. After he was taken to jail, the man refused to submit to a breath test. He is charged with 2 counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting arrest, or resisting an officer with violence, attempting to deprive an officer of means of protection or communication, corrupt by threat against public servant, and driving under the influence. He is facing up to 25 and a half years behind bars, and he's being held only on $27,000 bond.
Jesus,
that's pretty low for all
for assaulting an officer.
And trying to steal his taser? First of all, if you are pulled over, just remain calm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my Jesus.
Joyride in stolen construction equipment. Randy Whelan reportedly stole a machine from a construction site in Flagler County and took it on a joyride to Beverly Beach, leaving behind a, quote, path of destruction, according to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, my gosh.
An investigation revealed Whelan reportedly stole the $60,000 LOL from a construction site and took it about 2.5 miles south along A1A to Beverly Beach, running over 2 fire hydrants... Ugh. A Charter Communications fiber node.
Oh my gosh, people are going to be pissed without their internet.
Resident mailboxes. And broke several sections of public sidewalk. Oh. Authorities said the damage he allegedly caused is believed to be more than $10,000.
Now, here's the thing about construction equipment. It reminds me of The Walking Dead. Because me and my husband both thought, if there was a zombie apocalypse, why don't they get construction equipment, like a, what is that thing? The steamroller.
Mm-hmm.
Or some farm equipment. Like, just drive it down the road and run over all of the zombies. Like, I feel like it would be over in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't ever understand
that. Get a mass harvester going.
There you go. This one. Bad idea, Brad.
I know
a man
so
by
many
the
Brads.
Name of Brad reportedly tries to steal from a Walmart store in St. Cloud. That was filled with several law enforcement officers for Shop with a Cop Day. Oh, my word. Deputies called the incident a bad idea. You don't say. So, the man was likely unaware of the number of Florida deputies that were inside a Walmart store in St. Cloud when he reportedly decided to steal. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post Thursday.
Why are these all in Osceola County and Flagler?
In the post, a man, referred to by the sheriff's office as Brad, was caught allegedly trying to steal from the store filled with nearly 40 deputies conducting Shop with a Cop.
Oh, Brad.
Which is a holiday shopping event that pairs local children with a law enforcement officer for a shopping spree leading up to Christmas. The sheriff's officers share a video of the holiday shopping event live, which clearly showed multiple law enforcement officers dressed in uniform. Seriously, we just couldn't make this stuff up. The post said.
No.
It's unclear what Brad allegedly tried to take from the store. Bad idea, Brad, the post said. Wow, dude. Like, you don't see them?
They're in uniform when they do Shop with a Cop.
There's like 40 of them all in uniform, all with their guns, like, all, like...
It's like part of the excitement of Shop with a Cop is, like, so many people, or so many children idolize cops like they're their heroes, so they want to shop with a full-fledged cop. Anyway... Stolen toothbrushes thrown off bridge. Okay. Tracy Mofield of Isla Mirada was accused of stealing over $1,000 worth of toothbrushes from a Walgreens store. Deputies said he later admitted to throwing the toothbrushes off the Long Key Bridge in Florida Keys. The motive behind the incident was immediately available. What's the motive?
Why?
Oh, come on. All right, we're going to have to look this one up.
I mean, I can, you know, dental hygiene is very important. But why do you need 1,000 of them? And why would you throw them off the bridge? Here's the thing. Sea creatures do not brush their teeth.
True.
So, I mean, I...
All right. Here's a full article on it. Florida man stole $1,375 worth of toothbrushes, threw them off a bridge. A Florida man stole them from Walgreens in the Florida Keys, according to the Sheriff's Department. Tracy Jane Ofield, 37, of Alamarada, is charged with larceny. Okay. According to the Monroe Sheriff's Office, Mofield stole 6 electric toothbrushes.
Oh, electric? Just
6 was worth $1,375?
I don't understand that.
That is like $275 each. Closer.
They must be like the high dollar ones. Because, all right.
Are they all water pick?
Maybe.
Deputies say witnesses saw Mofield leave the store with the items without paying. They added he was in a white Lexus. Deputies located a Lexus, but Mofield sped away. The vehicle was spotted again, where deputies took Mofield into custody. The sheriff's office says he admitted to stealing the items and throwing them off Long Key Bridge. But what's his motive?
Like, I really need to know why it was so important that why he got 5 of them.
Let's see. Yeah, there's nothing else.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
Some people. Mm. Alright, next story. Man plays Frogger across I-95, deputies say. I'm gonna just tell you. Playing Frogger, live Frogger, human Frogger across I-95.
Not fun.
Not the smartest thing you could do.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And I don't... Okay, first of all, when you hear that, you don't get another life.
I wonder if they hear that.
Right? Deputies say Zachary Sibbert was pretty courageous. When he reportedly yelled to a deputy, "I'm sorry," after being pulled over for allegedly driving 110 miles on Interstate 95 in Brevard County. Mm-hmm. Instead of stopping the car like a normal adult, Sibbert decided to play Frogger across I-95. Oh, so he jumped out of the car. Oh, my word.
Oh, okay, my
let's investigate his attempt to play Frogger. I guess when you're going 110 miles an hour on interstate, you may have a little trouble seeing our motor unit. Apparently, Zachary Sibbert was in such a hurry that he forgot that his driver's license was suspended. So when Deputy Charles Hill tried to pull him over for speeding, instead of stopping the car like a normal adult, Sibbert decided to play Frogger across I-95. The good news is that Sibbert yelled, "I'm sorry," to the deputy as he took off running, and while he was a courteous criminal, he was not very smart, as after a short time of hiding out in the buffer reserve, he located a vehicle and said he would pay the driver to take him back up the area of the interstate. I guess he forgot he was in Brevard County, where we chase you and hunt you down if you run from us. So much to his surprise, our agents were still in the area and located Sibbert hiding in the back seat. All of that for driving with a suspended license. Thankfully, no one was injured by Sibbert's actions as he made the stupid decision to play Frogger while running across all the lanes of the interstate. Hopefully, Sibbert enjoyed his stay at the Brevard Big House, and while there, started to learn that if you run from Brevard County Sheriff's officers... you are only going to jail tired.
Okay.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Don't. Just don't. Just don't.
So, that was the first set of stories we got. We got a whole nother set to go through.
Yes.
So, and these ones are coming from WFLA.com.
News Channel 8 on your side.
Florida man found with drugs after getting trapped in a porta potty.
Oh, my
God. A Florida man found stuck inside a porta potty was arrested on drug charges after Collier County deputies found him screaming for help.
I would be screaming for help, too, if I was stuck in a porta potty.
Yeah. According to WBBH, James Goose, 34, am I trying to talk in cursive?
I think so.
34, was found by a deputy with a foot sticking out of the bottom of a porta potty. What? Did you kick it out or something?
Was his foot like between the door? Like he couldn't get the door open?
That's hilarious, honestly. The station reported when the deputy opened the bathroom door, they found a powdery substance in a bag that later tested a positive. Wait.
The police officer opened the door, so maybe it was. He just was so fucked up he couldn't open the door.
They found a powdery substance in a bag that later tested positive for fentanyl. Ooh. Along with a syringe.
Well, he's lucky he's alive. Right. But not dead.
For fentanyl? Mm-hmm.
Next story. After police chase, the Florida woman crosses getting arrested off of her bucket list.
I wouldn't put that on my bucket list.
It's not necessary to have a good life. A woman's dream of getting arrested was crossed off her bucket list after she allegedly led deputies on a chase in Florida Thursday morning. A deputy in Monroe County spotted Janae Douglas on Carl South Sound Road in Monroe County around 7:45 a.m. on Thursday. He turned on his lights and sirens and tried to pull her over, but Douglas continued driving, according to the sheriff's office. She eventually stopped and was taken into custody, the report said. Authorities said she told them she had wanted to get arrested. It had been on her bucket list since high school.
Jesus Christ. Do you not have any better aspirations in your life?
Douglas was arrested and charged with fleeing and eluding. Like, really?
I don't know anyone that would admit to...
I don't.
Wanting to get arrested.
Not me.
Unless their life is in, like, shambles.
You know, if you...
Because three hots in the cot don't sound bad some days.
No. We're just gonna... No. Next.
Florida man charged for throwing hot dog at St. Pete police officer. I love St. Pete. Oh my God. Skyway Bridge is my favorite. A Newport Richie man was arrested on a felony charge after authorities said he threw a hot dog at an officer in July. Arrest documents say Jason Stoll, 47, was being warned of violating city ordinance by an officer. Officers said he ignored the warning and continued to sell hot dogs in a road after his street closure permit ended.
Oh.
Stoll was asked to put the hot dogs down, but continued his attempts to sell it before becoming upset and intentionally throwing the hot dog at the officer. He was charged with battery on a law enforcement officer and resisting an officer without violence.
Without violence.
I mean, that is a little violent. Throwing your hot dog at an officer, it's a little violent.
You really just don't. Wiener war. That's what that is.
Wiener war. Oh my God.
This next one is fantastical. Florida man drives stolen truck to Space Force Base to warn of the battle between aliens and dragons.
Can we talk about the name Space Force for a second? That is a legit branch of the military now.
It's dumb. I just can't.
Continue.
A Florida man was arrested Friday for driving a stolen pickup truck to a Space Force base in Brevard County in what he called a mission from the President of the United States. Which... could or could not be true. Anyway, according to WESH 2 News, 29-year-old Corey Johnson of Ocala stole a Ford F-150 from Riviera Beach, Florida, 3 days before he drove to Patrick Space Force Base. When Johnson tried to get on the base, he claimed the president told him in his mind that he needed to take the vehicle and warn government officers that there were U.S. aliens fighting Chinese dragons.
What?
Right? What is he on?
I want some.
Right. Johnson was arrested and booked into the Brevard County Jail. He was charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle, and bond was set at $3,000. Patrick Space Force Base is home to the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and Space Launch Delta 45, which is described as the premier launch delta of the new United States Space Force. The site is located approximately 18 miles away from the Kennedy Space Center. Lord have mercy on us all.
U.S. aliens versus Chinese dragons.
You know?
Like, is that going to be our new, like, country-led basketball teams or something? Or soccer. Sorry, football.
Football.
Deputies released video of Pinellas woman Irish folk dancing during sobriety test.
Well, you know, you gotta make it fun.
Right? Body camera video of a woman who put on a performance for Pinellas County deputies during his field sobriety test was released in August. Amy Harrington, 38, was charged with driving under the influence with property damage and refusal to submit to testing in April after rear-ending a vehicle about a mile from her home.
Lord.
Deputies said she showed signs of impairment and performed multiple ballet and Irish folk dance moves during the sobriety test. Honestly, that's impressive.
That's what I was gonna say. Okay.
Like, did we watch the video? No, we'll watch it ourselves, but... Well, yeah. Continue.
Florida man wearing nothing but a cowboy hat attacks woman with machete.
Oh, God.
First of all, cowboy hats in Florida? I guess. I mean, there are cowboys here, so. A Florida man was arrested Friday after police said he attacked a woman with a machete while wearing nothing but a cowboy hat.
This is our second naked Florida man story.
Right. WPLG reported that an arrest report from Miami-Dade Police, well, at least it's in Miami now, it's not in Brevard County, said Roberto Hercules, 45, attacked the woman Tuesday while she rode her bicycle in Medley. Police said he asked her for a crack pipe, but when she said she didn't have it, he chased her with a machete.
Oh my God.
The woman tried to jump off of her bicycle and run away as Hercules struck her with a weapon multiple times in the head and leg and arm, according to the report. On Friday, officers found Hercules sleeping in a tent in Hialeah, still naked alongside two cowboy hats.
Hercules, Hercules!
He was identified by the victim from a photo lineup done at her hospital bed. According to police, the victim suffered a fractured skull. Holy fuck. A brain bleed, a broken arm, and a large cut to her left hand.
Oh my God.
Hercules has been charged with attempted murder, attempted armed robbery, and aggravated battery with a weapon.
Okay.
Wow. That was some shit. Who knew that a cowboy with a machete could do that much damage?
Right? Florida woman speeds through checkpoint, takes selfie during traffic stop.
Smart.
A Florida woman was arrested after speeding through a checkpoint in October in Lee County, according to deputies.
Oh, no, not Lee County.
Deputies said Shelby Peters, 24, sped through the checkpoint and did not stop. According to authorities, Peters finally stopped, but while the deputy called for backup, he saw her take a selfie before driving off again when the deputy exited the vehicle.
What a dumbass. I can't even.
Oh God, this guy.
Charles Wideneck McDonald arrested again in Florida.
Hold on. Charles Wideneck McDowell, who rocketed to social media fame after an arrest in 2018... So, yes, it's the same wide neck you're thinking of.
He was arrested again on Sunday and booked into Escambia County Jail. Charles Dion McDowell faces two charges, one for aggravated stalking and another one for withholding support for a child or spouse. McDonald was arrested in 2018 for a number of charges, including fleeing, eluding police, and drug charges related to methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana. Since his earlier arrest and rise to fame, McDonald became part of the Shrimp Gang, a collection of online celebrities. Did I call him McDonald?
You called him McDonald, it's McDowell.
McDowell recorded a music video with fellow neck meme internet star Daddy Longneck.
Oh God, that kid.
His neck is wide.
Okay, look up Daddy Longneck though.
I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that.
It is just as long as his is wide.
Oh.
My God.
You know, Florida never disappoints me. But here's the thing.
I wouldn't say that, but it doesn't surprise me.
I just want to know if other states have these. Is there other, like, Nevada man or Texas man or
I can see Texas.
California man.
I can see California.
Idaho man. Minnesota man.
Ohio man.
Ohio. Like, seriously. Please, 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 please write us, comment, let us know if you have these same stories. Or is it just Florida man?
Also, from other countries, we'll take those too.
Yeah.
Because I noticed in our, like, wrapped thing, our top listeners are from, like, Australia.
Do you have, like, Australia man?
Yes, they do.
Do they? Oh, my God.
Florida is like a mini Australia.
I wouldn't be so mean to Australia.
Okay, Australia is like a... large Florida.
Oh, God. So, anyway, that is 2022 Florida Man for you. Very eclectic group of individuals.
Very interesting.
Who have lost their damn mind. You know, I really love the naked cowboy, though. That was funny. He had two hats. One for his head and one for his head. You know?
Teresa, yes!
That's what he had, two hats. And I think the moral of the story is, if you're going to go through the Wendy's drive-thru, at least grab a Frosty.
Yeah.
While you're there.
And if you flee the police, make sure you have a full tank.
Yes. Just don't flee the police. Because it's never going to end well. They're not going to give up.
Like, and don't go in the water. It slows you down.
Don't go in the water. Unless you have a boat. But no. Just don't.
Well, boats are expensive, so.
Yeah.
To fuel.
Although right now, we have plenty that are upside down. And
Jesus Christ. Hurricane Ian really did a damage to us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those poor boats. And then the poor man that was found in the boat. That was sad. But anyway.
Anyway. Until next time, everyone. Stay obsessed.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Criminally Obsessed. Be sure to follow us on all the socials. We are The Criminally Obsessed on Facebook and Instagram, and at The Criminally on Twitter. Also, be sure to stop by Apple Podcasts and rate and review us. This helps our podcast grow and reach new listeners. If you have any show ideas or case suggestions, you can also reach us by email at thecriminallyobsessed@gmail.com.